It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheim. Terry O'Reilly is the new president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Community Broadcasting Corporation, owner of 90.5 WESA and sister station WYEP. WESA's Deanna Garcia sat down with O'Reilly, who most recently worked for the PBS television affiliate in Minneapolis.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a Pittsburgher. Went to middle school and high school here. Went off to college and got started in radio while I was at Notre Dame. And then went into the television business. I've been in the commercial television business and most recently for the last 7 years working at a PBS station in Minneapolis where we produced lots of content both for local audiences and we produced a lot of national PBS specials, primetime specials and kids series.
Why make the jump to radio?
Well, you know, it's interesting how the media environment has changed in the last 5 years, and where it used to be you had very specific silos that newspaper people did newspapers and radio people did radio and TV people did TV. There are very few television stations, commercial or non-commercial these days, that aren't doing podcasts and that aren't involved in digital. There are very few newspapers that aren't doing video and that don't have some kind of an audio service. So I don't think of the media environment anymore as being that siloed. I really do believe that it starts with the content and it starts with the stakeholders that we serve. And then the content becomes platform agnostic. It can play in radio. It can play on the web. It can play in podcast. It can play digitally in a digital print format.
It's funny, we air, you know, things from national public radio, but in the wider industry, it's referred to more as public media rather than just radio. What do you think of that transition?
Yeah, I think radio, much like television, is evolving from being an appliance that either sat in your living room or sits in your car, to being a characterization of the original platform for the content. I just see this blending in many ways, and I think that the clever organizations that find ways to do news and find ways to do music and find ways to do talk that floats across platforms and reaches people when they are interested in having it are the ones that are going to succeed. And I have great confidence in this organization's ability to do that.
What do you see in WESA's future?
In the commercial media world right now, the traditional revenue models have been turned upside down. And in a commercial setting, compromising revenues is something that shareholders don't sit still for. On the other hand, in the world of non-commercial media, where people make an upfront investment in something that they value, every time we're able to take our content and move it to one more platform or make it more available to them in an additional way, that's increased value to them. It's increased service to the community, and it's one more reason to support public media. So I just think the potential for public media going forward is really, really terrific.
What are some of the challenges you see?
Sometimes it's just how do you tell your story? You know, are we in fact getting out and telling people who we are and what we do? Are we telling them why this matters? Behind our content, behind the music and behind the news, there's a mission. And to the extent that people understand the why of what we do, they are likely to support the what of what we do. And so one of the things that I take as a personal challenge is making sure that we're doing as good a job as we can of telling the folks in Greater Pittsburgh why we're here, why we do this, what impact we can have in the community, and why it matters enough that it's worthy of their support.
You're from Pittsburgh. Why do you want to come back?
Well, I have family here, and have stayed in touch with Pittsburgh and have come back over the years. And Pittsburgh's a hard thing to get out of your system. It has had a terrific sense of community. And I see that it continues today. And I love Pittsburgh for its diversity. I love Pittsburgh for the fact that it really is a city with broad, strong shoulders. It's a city that's got great public media. I mean, like these radio stations. The contribution that they make to the community and to the culture of Pittsburgh really just can't be underestimated.
You've been away for a long time. Are you still a Steelers fan?
I have been bleeding black and gold forever.
Okay, and what are you looking forward to most?
I am most looking forward to not having to go through a Minnesota winter.
Terry O'Reilly, new president of the Pittsburgh Community Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.